Good evening. I call to order this February 28th, 2023 meeting of the Blair Mayor and City Council. I am Mindy Rump, the Mayor of Blair, and I am pleased you have joined us this evening. This is a public meeting and you are part of the process. I encourage you to participate, ask questions, and share your thoughts. I want you to feel comfortable and I will do everything I can to make sure that your voice is heard. We have several rules to help us proceed with the meeting and I ask that you keep them in mind. Turn off your cell phones. If you need to take a call, please step outside of the chamber. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hand. I will recognize you and you can come forward to the podium. The city clerk must record who you are, so please state your name, spell your last name, and also state your address. Keep your remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so that others have an opportunity to speak. Please direct your remarks to me, the council members, or to staff. A copy of the Open Meetings Act has been posted by both exits, and we will begin tonight with the roll call.
Hafer?
Here.
Paulson?
Here.
Schenck?
Here.
Wolf?
Here.
Willis?
Here.
Sandville?
Here.
Ferrari?
Here.
Heifel?
Here.
All members present.
Thank you. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number 4, approval of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda. Please register your vote.
All members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 5. A request to appear before the Mayor and City Council by the Aztec Industries facility to improve their facility on the northeast corner of 12th and State Streets by utilizing the public right-of-way for parking. Good evening.
Good evening. This is David Ganuzzi, G-N-U-S-E, and I'm here, I guess the facility is at 237 North 13th Street is the Aztec facility.
Thank you.
And in the past year and a half, we've poured a lot of concrete around the whole area, redone and cleaned up a lot of the facility, removed a lot of the junk that's gotten in there. As part of that, we're redoing the parking to get it, create more that's off the street and to continue to keep cleaning up and organizing the property. So the idea would be to put a wall around the perimeter at 12th and Nebraska, I'm sorry, 12th and Straight Street, and have the parking come in and park up against it, so turning in off of the street and parking up against the wall is the plan. I think there was a second picture with that detail a little different like that. I'm just gonna cut off. That one shows it coming in and having parking off of the street there. The green line represents the right-of-way of the city from the street. So it does sit in there a little bit, but it is mostly off, and currently the way they are parked and have been parked for years was kind of in that zone as well, so it doesn't really change where we have been parking at. Questions?
I have a question, probably for staff. Because part of this is in the right-of-way, that's going to be considered public parking?
Yes, it'll be... Well, it's public parking. I mean, if somebody parks there, yeah, you couldn't make them move.
So correct. Then, yeah. I just want to make sure that.
I don't see that during the the daytime hours. Sure. And the reason for the council was historically, if you're in a residential area and you ask to pave your parking area in front of for your residential area, the council gives staff the authority to deal with those easements and grant them. They're an easement that's. You got the right to do it, we've got the right to tear it out tomorrow. So, it's just there. Once you get into the commercial industrial area, the council has always reserved the right to require that to come to the council to for consideration and for approval to for consideration. So that's why it's before you tonight.
Is the site triangle going to be affected by the parking in that intersection?
I think Jeff has reviewed that, and I don't see the side triangle being any issue.
And we're back far enough that it's opened up.
You're 45 feet on the side triangle for both directions, you know, half of the corner there, and that's a pretty wide radius there, so.
Is that gravel right now?
No, it's all been paved.
It's all been paved.
David, what's the purpose of the wall?
We store finished goods on one side, so it's just to keep the car traffic away from the finished goods and the whip and other material movement on the other side, forklift traffic, things like that, so just put a divider.
How tall did you say how tall the wall was?
The wall actually is just going to be the concrete blocks, so it's going to be about 4 foot tall.
The large concrete blocks that are precast?
Yeah, just so it will be movable. It's not permanently set there, but gives it a barrier so that there's any traffic on one side or the other.
And are they parking in that area right now?
We have for years. I just recently moved it to a different area. For the most part, there is still some parking down in that area, but that has been that historically held probably 50, 60 cars there, and now it's down to about 20.
And then if they're parked there and someone's trying to walk because there's no sidewalk on either side, is there still room that they wouldn't be walking in the street?
Yeah, there's about 9 foot in back of those stalls there in the off the street. So the street is the white line, the
okay.
curve. So it's not, we're pulled off quite a ways to make sure there'll be room for foot traffic kind, even with a longer vehicle.
Okay.
Any other questions for David? Thank you. Any comments from the public? Having none, we'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve the easement with Aztec Industries for paved parking on the city right-of-way.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the easement with Aztec Industries. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 6. Consider approval of the revised Blair Volunteer Fire and Rescue Constitution and bylaws adopted by the membership at their special meeting held February 19th, 2023. Mr. Storm.
Mayor, Council, you have before you the proposed bylaws from the fire department as adopted. The fire and police committee did meet with the bylaws committee. The proposal that you have before you conforms to the discussions and the desires of the committee from that discussions in that meeting. So with that, I just turn it to any additional comments from the committee members or for consideration action by the council.
I just like to say to the council that we did meet and we had a great conversation between their bylaws committee and our committee. Things went well, great lively discussions, and we feel like as a committee that what they have agreed upon as a fire department should be adopted by the council.
Any other questions for the police and fire committee? Any comments from the public? Having none, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the revised Blair Volunteer Fire and Rescue Constitution and bylaws adopted by the membership at their special meeting held February
19th,
2023.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the revised Blair Volunteer Fire and Rescue Constitution and bylaws. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 7, consider an engineering agreement amendment with JEO Engineering for the lead water service line inventory. Mr. Shoemaker.
Evening, Mayor, council members. I have a couple items for you this evening. The first one is a proposed engineering agreement amendment with JEO Engineering. For the new council members, a little bit of history here. Kind of a fallout from the Flint, Michigan lead in the water issue that arose a few years ago that received a lot of media attention. there is a desire now by the EPA for all the water systems to identify all the lead service lines within their water system. And so the city of Blair is not exempt from this. We have till October of 2024 to have all of our lead service lines hopefully identified within the community and be able to turn that inventory into the state. During that process, city staff, along with assistance from JEO, and the JEO's assistance is with our GIS, being able to help link that with our website, also to reach out to the public, let them link in to submit their responses online, and then also for us to help track where these lead service lines, or if there's not a lead service line, we'll have this inventory hopefully completed in time for the submittal requirements. We're getting some responses already. We're getting ready to send out a second notice to their customers, asking everybody just simply to let us know if there's a lead service line at your house. What's going to happen beyond that, I cannot answer. EPA has not shared, and I don't think they even know for sure what's going to happen beyond that.
They don't know.
So we started off with a $10,000 contract with JEO. That's been completely used up, but there's additional work for city staff and for JEO to work on this project. So respectfully requesting the city council to approve a $5,000 amendment to this agreement so that work can continue over the next 18 months or so until this project's complete and we're ready to submit to the state of Nebraska our results. With that, are there any questions?
How do they inventory the lead? I mean, how do they know what houses have lead water lines or any kind of lead piping?
And again, Councilman, and I probably should have brought a flyer, and I'd be happy to share that with you if you haven't received one in the mail already, but the flyer identifies the ways for you to identify the line in your home as to what kind of material is coming into your house. And then if you absolutely do not know, the city of Blair will send staff out to assist you with that.
Okay.
And so, so far, we haven't really found too many actual lead service lines, but galvanized lines are considered a lead line, and we have quite a few of those. So, any other questions?
Why is galvanized considered lead?
Because it has a lead gooseneck at the connection to the main.
Oh. Any other questions for Mr. Shoemaker?
That's what the flyer looks like.
Thank you.
Any comments from the public? Having none, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the engineering agreement amendment with JEO Engineering for the lead water service line inventory.
Second.
We have a motion and second to approve the engineering agreement amendment with JEO Engineering. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 8. Consider an engineering agreement amendment for number 2 for Olson Associates for the Lime Solids Project. Mr. Shoemaker.
Again, Mayor and Council Members, I propose to you this evening an engineering agreement amendment with Olson Associates. They design all the lime solids. If you remember, we had that project that went out to bid last council meeting. We tried to anticipate what the Corps of Engineers, we did not even anticipate Coast Guard who got involved with our project. So the engineering firm had to deal with the Coast Guard, and we had to deal much more with the Corps of Engineers than anticipated. And so that's the reason for the amendments, to cover those additional expenses for dealing with those two different agencies. And then the third item we did, when this project started, the water plant expansion project was not underway at that time. Because we didn't want to build a separate holding basin for the new upflow, we had to do some design modifications to this project to make sure that fourth upflow clarifier will be able to dump into the same equalization basin. So there was some additional work for that as well. So that's the reason for the amendment to you this evening. I'll try to answer any questions.
Sounds like they're all quiet, Mr. Mm-hmm. Shoemaker. Any comments from the public? Having none, I'll entertain a motion.
Making a motion to approve the engineering agreement amendment number 2 for Olson Associates for the Lime Solids Project.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve engineering agreement amendment number 2 for Olson Associates for the Lime Solids Project.
Thank you.
Please register your votes.
Thanks,
Al. All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Thank you, Mr. Shoemaker. Item number nine, consider resolution 2023-5 to approve the amended Blair Police Policies and Procedures.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. We are here to update a policy that was just approved in November because I did the foolish idea of trying to go out and get a grant for a free body-worn camera. So in order to do that with the feds, then they have to review your policies and procedures and everything else, and they said ours needed a little tweak. I don't know if it really needed it or not, but it was tweaked, and city staff looked at it, approved it, and that's what we're here today and tonight for. $1,200 for a camera, so.
Any questions for Chief Logger? Any comments from the public? Everybody's quiet tonight. Having none.
I'll introduce resolution 2023-5.
Resolution number 2023-5 was introduced by Councilmember Wolf to approve the amended Blair Police Policies and Procedures.
Motion to adopt resolution 2023-5 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2023-5. Please register your vote.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Do you want to announce the vote?
Oh, Councilmember voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 10, we are going to be going into an executive session for the protection of the public interest due to possible litigation involving the city of Blair. At this point, all of you young people get excused. You picked the right meeting to attend, so come on up.
Hey, Ms. Mayor, just real quick. It says for the administrative report, I won't have anything after the executive session. There will be no action by the council after the executive session. Anybody that wants to sit around and wait for the council to go back into regular session and adjourn is welcome to wait up front. Or, like I said, there will be no other action afterwards. So for the students that showed up tonight, they picked the right time.
Now, you're in control.
I'll make a motion to go into executive session at 7:19 p.m. for the following reasons: to discuss possible litigation involving the city of Blair and to preserve the attorney-client privilege.
Second. Yes. Go ahead. Second. Who seconded that?
Andrew.
A motion has been made and seconded to go into executive session for the limited purpose to discuss possible litigation involving the city of Blair and to preserve the attorney-client privilege. Please register your vote.
Did it come up on your screen? Oh, there it is.
Here we go.
A motion has been carried to go into executive session for the limited purpose of discussing litigation involving the city of Blair and to preserve the attorney-client privilege.
Ready?
We're hot.
I'll make a motion to come out of executive session and reconvene as a city council at 8:11 p.m.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to come out of executive session and reconvene as a city council at 8:11 p.m. Please register your vote.
Members present voting aye.
The motion to come out of executive session 8:11 p.m. has carried. The executive session was limited to the following subjects to discuss possible litigation involving the city of Blair and to preserve the attorney-client privilege. Item number 11, Mr. Storm.
He has nothing.
I make a motion that the meeting be adjourned.
Second.
Okay.
Wow.
We have a motion and a second. Please register your vote.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And I will ask that you do not close your laptops or X out of anything.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Meeting adjourned.
Leave the